Muriel Grimble and Marilyn Carlisle Helms have a lot in common. They both live in St. Albert and both worked for the Alberta Gaming and Liquor Commission. They think alike, look alike, and both have sisters named Susan. They also both like wine, convenient, as today they are both finally of legal drinking age after just 72 years. "I've been able to drink since last leap year," said Carlisle Helms, who turns 1976 in regular years, today. Grimble and Carlisle Helms have been good friends for 25 years. They are also both leap year babies, two of the hundreds of Albertans whose birthday falls on February 29. The Gazette reached out this month to leap year babies to see how they plan to celebrate their birthdays. Rare birthdays. A regular year on the Gregorian calendar is about a quarter day short of a tropical year, one complete orbit around the sun, reports timeanddate.com. Without correction, this difference means the calendar gets more and more out of sync with the seasons each year, until Canadians eventually end up celebrating Christmas in August. The Gregorian calendar adds a leap day or intercalary day to the end of February every leap year to compensate. Leap years are years that are divisible by 4 but not also by 100, plus any years that are simultaneously divisible by 4, 100, and 400. It's pretty rare to be born on a leap day, records from Service Alberta suggest. There were 1,183 births with birthdays of February 29 registered in Alberta between 1984 and 2020, or about 118 every leap year. The Sturgeon Hospital Auxiliary Volunteer Association, SHAVA, has prepared gift bags for babies born today at the Sturgeon Community Hospital to celebrate this rare event, said SHAVA President Jocelyn DeRocher. Each bag comes with a commemorative certificate and a blue or pink bear. "We're preparing for 12 babies," she said, based on the hospital's previous record for births in a day, so they'll have to find some extra bears if there are more. Long parties. Grimble and Carlisle Helms say their birthday celebrations typically last all week in regular years, with guests dropping by any time before or after the end of February. Street. Albert's Lorene Schmanka, who turns 1976, this February 29, said her non-leap year birthdays also run for several days, with friends and family dropping by before and after the end of the month. "It just seems like it never stops." Schmanka, Grimble, and Carlisle Helms say they all do something special for their leap year birthdays. Carlisle Helms said she gets excited whenever a leap year rolls around, and always flips ahead in the calendar to confirm February 29 is there. In her youth, her parents would give her big gifts such as a ring or sewing machine on February 29. As an adult, she used to be able to get free round-trip flights on WestJet on the 29th in recognition of her birthday, a policy WestJet has since discontinued. Carlisle Helms said she and Grimble always get together to celebrate their leap year birthdays. This year, they bottled their custom, take a flying leap wine at Gypsy Moon Winery in Riel Park just as they did when Carlisle Helms turned 18 in 2020. "The next leap year will be the big 8-0 for me," Carlisle Helms said. "We'll have to do a special edition, bottle, for that one," joked Grimble. Not every celebration works out. Carlisle Helms said a photographer got her and Grimble to jump off the Blooms bench on St. Thomas Street several leap years ago for a photo. Carlisle Helms flubbed the landing, and spent that birthday on crutches. Schmanka said she has no idea what she'll be doing for her leap year birthday, as her husband Rick always plans a surprise for these occasions. "One year a long time ago he told me to pack a bag," she recalled. The next day, she was on a plane to visit her family in Saskatchewan. Another time, Schmanka said her husband told her to pack a swimsuit and winter boots. They were in Jasper the next day, hopping between snowbanks and hot tubs. Rick said most of his recent leap year surprises have been short-notice trips to places like Jasper and Mexico, where he gives Schmanka a day's notice to pack before they head out. "That was the best idea I had, otherwise she spends 3 weeks packing," he joked. Rick said he sees birthdays, and especially leap year birthdays, as a chance to celebrate. The age isn't important. The birthday's important. Grimble and Carlisle Helms said they plan to get together for brunch today before spending time with their families. Grimble said everyone not born on February 29th should simply have some fun with the occasion. It's an extra day that only comes once every 4 years.